Hey, give me my computer, would you, real quick, if I don't already have it.
Good morning.
What, are we on the air yet?
Yeah.
Let me see here. Duck and cover.
What is happening right now?
It's a news report.
From when?
79. Yeah.
What is that, like a Long Island?
I'll bet she has a huge bar.
So I have no idea what just happened.
Well, that's a general thing, though, right? I mean, you say that a few times during the course of a day.
All right, is this really how you want to start the week?
Nope, this is how I want to start the week. Right here. Let me see here. I hope in 38 years it falls on. I wonder what they thought in 79 when they thought about the next solar eclipse, like what the world would be like. Flying cars.
Like the Jetsons or something.
Yeah. Or on the other hand, I mean, that's kind of everybody's take. Hi, it's Dave and Katie and Matt and Kyle, and it's The Drive. Good morning. We're all going to die today. It's the eclipse. I wonder.
And this is how I'm spending my final day.
That's right, baby.
Good Lord.
Right across from these, this face.
That face.
That
huh?
Face right here. I feel like today on social media, it's going to be like back in 79, you know, a world in peace. Yeah, right. And people getting along. Yeah, right. And, you know, things are supposed to be. Let's be honest. I'll bet you 90% of the people polled in 1979. Let's think about this for a second. Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Right before I was born.
Yeah, the right before the Antichrist came in.
Oh.
You had my sister too was born in 79. My little baby sister.
I was born in 80. But whatever.
And then, well, speaking of Antichrist, my wife was 81.
Jeez.
If you polled most people back in the days of Jimmy Carter, the Iran hostage affair, which is a real nice way of calling it, the Iran hostage, it sounds like a Sunday morning breakfast. I mean, are you going to come over to the Iran hostage affair? The Iran hostage crisis, gas shortages, the Cold War. If you thought about it, honestly, if you polled people back then, 90% of everyone probably would have thought we'd all be dead by now from nuclear war. I think when I saw this guy, and everyone's kind of there. I've seen this thing pop up where they're using what this guy says here as a reason why we're terrible right now. Come on, sign off. This part. We made the shadow of the moon fall on the world in peace and ABC News and courage.
I can tell you one thing. That guy for sure is not seeing this eclipse.
No. He's warm food. He's got to be. He's got to be by now. What was that? That was 38 years ago.
He looked like he was 90 years old in 79.
Skin was already kind of pulling away at that point. Let's be honest. Lips were pulling away from the teeth. hey, I saw that. I think a lot of people took that and they're like, our world is terrible. We've let our ancestors down. And I thought about it. I went, you know what? Honestly, no, we didn't. This world's pretty good.
I did.
This world is pretty damn good. There's a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues. And no, sir, maybe the world's not good for you. And no, ma'am, and maybe you're having a rough go of it. But I think in general, I think things are sometimes better than people think when everyone freaks out. We got issues. We got problems. There's crap going on, I tell you. But you know what? I
are we talking about in the world or in your life?
In my house.
Okay.
It's all about me. Me. But I think it's cyclical.
No.
I think every generation ever has had a point where people are like, this is the worst it's ever been. It's horrible. How are we going to survive? Like right now, Kyle and Matt, you guys are there. It's like, oh, my God. Things are horrible.
Wait for the floating cars.
Wait until you watch last night's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Now you shut your mouth.
Yeah, you shut your mouth.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just saying.
I just started season 6.
I'm 2.5 episodes behind.
Oh, you're only two. Man.
He just started.
You flew through that.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I have. I'm on a mission.
This is great.
That's when you know that someone doesn't have a life. When they can catch up on Game of Thrones in like 3 days.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just found out the Red Woman. Spoiler alert. I just found out the Red Woman's a. I just got the most 94-year-old female nudity I've ever had in my life. And I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. I need to carry around that scene anytime I need to just tone everything down in my life.
Don't worry. There's going to be others that are going to make it better.
Where was that scene when I was 14 years old in high school and I got called up to the blackboard when things were,
you were able to fully control
yourself. Yeah, well, before I was able to control myself as well as I've never been able to fully control myself.
Better than jumping jacks in gym class.
Let me tell you.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Hey, now you don't have to deal with that. I mean, I guess technically maybe, but it just depends on you. Anyways.
O&S.
O&S?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know what that is, do I?
You do know what it is.
O-N-S. Wait, what's the O?
Overactive.
Oh, overactive nipple syndrome.
Yes.
I got you. Yeah, well, that's not going to give you a black eye.
It is a self.
That's not.
I love that you think so highly of yourself.
Nah, a black eye?
Is someone laying on the floor?
He calls it his pogo stick.
I look like a J standing up. Here's the deal. I think every generation has been like how horrible things are. It's terrible. We're all going to die. The world is ending. And you know what? We might all die. And the world may, in fact, be ending. And, hey, old takes exposed in 30 years. Here I am, but then again, we'd all be dead, so he wouldn't have a website. But I also think it's nice to live in a world where there aren't conversations, at least in our neighborhood, about like, oh, wow, Katie had a bout of diarrhea last week, and she's dead. Like,
why you gotta throw me into that example?
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, where's Mad George? He caught a cold. He passed last night. Now, people die from common colds and people die from... I get it. It's not all perfect.
Man, that polio is something, isn't it?
Right? Let me tell you.
That's like when people say, I wish I could go back and live in the 1940s. It was a simpler time. Like, no.
Well, Kyle, in a certain way, it was a simpler time. Hey, Jenny got smallpox. Oh, what are you going to do for her? Bury her?
Oh, jeez.
That's simple.
Put her down like the horse.
Right. That's it. That's the simpler times. Go back to the 1700s. My wife has headaches. Bleed her. Okay. Grab the leeches. It's time. What'd you do with the docs?
Isn't it more like burn her at the stake?
Well, no, that's if she, that's a whole different animal right there. How was the doctor's? It was great. He finished off a half a pack of Luckies while he did open surgery on me. Well, how was the anesthetic? It was brandy. They gave me a broom handle to chew on. I'm fine. So, yeah, we have problems today. I think we're okay. I think with all the crap in the world that everyone is focusing on, and good for them. I'm not save your letters. Nobody's trying to diminish any of the stuff going on right now. I'm just simply saying, I think when I can go on this little rectangular glass thing in my pocket.
Rectangular.
Well, they haven't fixed speech impediments.
They still haven't figured out a way to fix your mouth.
When I can pull out this glowing rectangle from my pocket and 30 minutes later there's food at my door, like, that's great. You know what I don't have to do? I don't have to put on my bearskin hat and go hunting.
The world's gone to hell.
And the kids out for berries.
Yeah. No.
The world's gone to hell, but Dave can be lazy, so it's A-okay.
You're damn right it is. Think of all these things.
Perspective, Matt.
Fantasy,
geez.
Football. And
he started the segment by saying it's all about him.
That's good.
Can you imagine watching sports without Twitter? Like, ugh.
Right. What was that? I mean, my goodness.
You mean enjoyment?
What is this, a blog? Kyle runs a blog. What the hell is that? Back in my day, you couldn't live out here and follow the Tennessee Titans. Now he can do that. He can write about it. Mm. Matt can watch reruns of Moana and his boxers.
That's true.
A lot more on Matt George today as we say goodbye.
No, you don't.
We say goodbye to Paul's brother, Matt. He is moving on. After tampering with the Lakers.
And Oklahoma City.
I was going to say, what does Magic think about this whole thing?
He's tampering with me.
Oh, yeah. Magic. We'll talk about that silly, silly Magic. One of the great Florida State NFL players in history retired yesterday, so we'll obviously talk about him. And Greece. Let's talk about Greece, one of Katie's favorite subjects. Greece is mad at the NBA.
And it's not about Spanakopita.
Spanakopita. No, it's not. Yeah. And well done, by the way.
Thank you.
It's about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
Take a break. Come back with the Morning Brew on the drive on a solar
God
eclipse
willing.
Monday. Sports 1140 KHDK. Is that Kimmel and Paul George?
Tis.
Well done. Well done. Later on, we'll play a clip with it. Jimmy Kimmel is in the middle of all this, by the way, Katie.
It's his fault.
And Kimmel, I believe, is a Laker fan. Yeah, he's got to be a Laker fan. He's an L.A. dude. He actually, if I'm Laker Nation, you know, and I'm sitting at home today unemployed as usual, and I'm trying to think of who to blame.
Are you saying that Lakers fans are unemployable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We all know this.
You're so
confirmed.
We all know. Yeah,
so
see?
Bad.
Even when Matt George and I agree, it's a fact. Jimmy Kimmel's in the middle of this whole thing. Magic Johnson is and the Lakers are under investigation for tampering. For tampering
with the 2002 officials?
With Paul, right?
Yeah.
That's what I tweeted yesterday. And boy, gosh, guys, come on. Can you help me out on Twitter and go with it? I said, if David Stern were still alive, he would never let this happen. The idea of investigating the Lakers for cheating instead of assisting them in cheating as they did in 2002. All day long, still, I'll bet you I check my mentions right now. People are like, when did David Stern die? If he was still around in the lexicon, he's not dead. You'd know it. Anyways, Lakers in trouble, maybe, perhaps. This will probably end up with some sort of six-figure fine. I highly doubt draft picks will disappear, although there's precedents not exactly like this, but you might remember Joe Smith, the Minnesota Timberwolves, that whole tampering deal. That was the last time I really remember something happening. So we'll see. But it's the Lakers, so they'll probably end up getting a draft pick from the Kings out of this. That's how I think it's going to end, Kate.
Well, I think what's going to happen is because this is the Lakers, even if there was tampering, there is no tampering.
No. It's Magic Johnson.
It's Magic. That smile, he's just going to flash it and be like, what? We were just friends.
Now, Kyle, if this was the NFL, Adam Silver would be going after Magic Johnson. He would suspend Lonzo Ball for the first 41 games of the year, and we'd be off to the races.
Yeah. The NBA knows how this works. I feel like Roger Goodell does not.
No. I think the NBA got a call.
Like, they get it. Like, there's the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, yeah, quote-unquote tampering.
I think Indiana, the whole state, called Adam Silver, tampering. And Adam's like, okay, let's put this, let's fill out a form in triplicate. Let's put it on the fridge. We'll listen to you. Now, we'll talk more about this later, but it's the Lakers. Nothing's going to happen.
Anquan Boldin.
Mm.
You know him, right? You're good buddies.
I mean, personally, yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Well, he's decided to leave football. And here's the thing. You announce your retirement after you've been in camp for 2 weeks. I don't understand that. Listen, Anquan Boldin is legit. It's not like he's some, you know, guy that's just kind of gone around the league and had a contribution a little bit here and there and just found a way to stay in the league for a handful of years. Like, he's legitimate. But my question is, he's retiring because he said he has a bigger purpose outside of football, and he's big into activism and you know, trying to, he's gone to Capitol Hill multiple times. He unfortunately had a relative that was shot by an unarmed police officer.
Yeah.
And so this is where his motivation is now. I just don't understand why he figured it out 2 weeks into the season.
Is it because
he's playing for the Bills?
The Bills might have something to do with it. Anquan Boldin is retiring. Yes, I do think if Anquan Boldin was under contract with the Patriots, I feel like Anquan Boldin would probably still be
around. Yeah, I think if he had a shot at winning something, he'd probably still be lacing them up today.
Anquan Boldin, once upon a time, people will not remember this, nor do I blame you, but Anquan Boldin was a very good quarterback. He was a very good quarterback and threw a few passes at Florida State. They converted him to wide receiver. And I'm so old, I actually remember when they were talking about converting him to wide receiver. It's like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all. It worked great. And anybody who's had Anquan Boldin on one of their teams, anybody who's talked to a teammate of Anquan Boldin's, he was a very good receiver. And we'll talk about how good he was later on in the show. But what stands out about Anquan Boldin was you hear the same exact stuff from anyone around him.
Yeah.
Total professional, carried himself beautifully, worked his ass off. It's a loss.
He and his wife have done a lot in the community they live in Florida, and scholarships and all of these things. And so I do believe that he's going to go on to do great things after football. It's sad to see him go. I wish players wouldn't do this during training camp. That's my only thing.
Well, but let's, I mean, honestly.
Like, if you had an injury and it's like, you know what?
Maybe
it's
he just
time.
Didn't have it. Maybe he went through camp and he went, you know what? I can't.
Dave, you know what? I just now decided. 25 minutes into the show, I don't have it anymore. I'm retiring.
Oh, you just now found that out?
Where was that?
Where was that? Wow.
We're losing Matt and
Katie at the same time.
Is Matt Sammy Watkins in this situation?
I think he is. I think Katie's Anquan Boldin and Matt Sammy Watkins.
Oh, what? If you're Anquan Boldin, you show up and your first day there, second day, or whatever it was, they trade Ronald Darby and Sammy Watkins.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to. He's old, man. I want to go home.
He's got money. He's looking at that and going, well, Watkins is gone.
Wait, does that mean I have to go to L.A.?
Darby is gone.
Man.
Jordan Matthews is hurt.
Oh, and they part of this. You know, you might be onto something with Ronald Darby.
Buffalo.
That's an FSU kid. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was that.
Would you get off SFU? Yep. I did it on purpose, Dave.
Simon Fraser University in Canada.
All right, STFU. Let's move on. This is my favorite story of the day. I don't even know if it's a top three story. I really, really love the way this story looks, as Greece is pissed at the NBA.
Yep.
Greece is pissed at the NBA because they think the NBA has plotted, to keep Giannis out of Eurobasket. The NBA has denied the allegation. It started Saturday, about an hour after Giannis posted on Facebook that he was unavailable because of a knee injury. And the Greek said, the simultaneous report by the Bucks and Giannis himself by phone and social media from faraway China and not by the appropriate official manner of his inability to join the national men's team saddens us, but is not surprising.
This is what I don't get. How can they say that the NBA is tampering with Giannis when he doesn't have to play for them? That's a choice. You know, do you see where I'm coming
but
from with
they
this?
I think they're saying
it's not like they recruit. He's in the NBA
yes.
right now.
Yes. I think they're saying
the
NBA is.
Do they not know? I mean, they created language, right?
Right, but
tampering is not.
They're saying Giannis is like a hostage.
A hostage?
Yes, of the NBA.
Yes,
they're
he's a hostage where he's they're making him suffer by paying him millions of dollars.
Giannis Hostegekumpo.
Yes, Hostegekumpo. And anytime Greece is in the news, it reminds me of one of my favorite historical questions. Katie, you're a history person.
Greek history person at that.
Okay, so yeah. then and you're fairly familiar with the geography. So
I am.
Of that area. So if
better than our country, I
let
think.
Me ask you this:
Katie would have been a Spartan.
She would have.
One of the 300, man.
God forbid there's some sort of commotion or anything going on in that part of the world. But if Russia were drawn in and they decided to perhaps attack Turkey from the rear, do you think they'd use Greece?
From the rear?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Stupid.
Thank you. No, come on. How often can you
from the rear,
how
Greece.
Yeah, Katie. How often can you
good
fit
Lord.
A geographical joke, tie it into the NBA? If Russia attacked Turkey from the rear, would they use Greece?
Probably
would,
not.
Would that make sense?
Oh,
we'll take a break.
Olive oil, maybe.
Olive oil's not a country, Katie. Now you're just getting dirty. I was asking a serious question. Olive oil is a character in Popeye. Not a country. Let's move on while Katie sits here all immature. When we get back, Lakers, Magic, tampering, next. We're back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Jeez. You're so dramatic. Literally. You're such
yeah.
a woman.
It's a sad day. Oh, it's Matt George. It's our last day with Matt. By the way,
never going to see him again.
Can we just acknowledge, first off, can I get my sound effects up there, my wacky morning sound effects? Can we just acknowledge how great it is that somebody who worked on a show with me is leaving and not being
fired? Of his own accord.
It's actually fantastic. He's kind of weirdly getting promoted.
He actually got a better opportunity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take that, social media.
So this wasn't the dumpster of his career.
No. Well, I mean, actually, it might be. When he looks back and he's like head of all the traffic. He goes, I remember I used to.
Not the dumpster, the diaper of my
the
career.
Yeah, the morning diaper.
What is a head of all traffic?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't
like what's the title?
No, what exactly is that? Head of all traffic.
Well, he does traffic for the
I'm
whole.
King of the traffics.
Yeah. He is always right in front of that big long line of traffic.
Exactly. Like head of the class.
He's the one that's causing it.
By the way, we have tickets to see Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes. Guarantee you I'll be there. That's September 14th through 17th at the Golden One Center. My son will have a freaking
I don't even know what
conniption.
That is.
It's like a live thing. It's like Disney on Ice, but with Marvel heroes. Except not on ice probably either. But you know they do like a live show, and there's Iron Man flying around.
So it's more like the dinosaur show.
Kind of, yeah. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in that same kind of ballpark. It's basically an opportunity to spend 2.5 hours with your kids. Watching.
And spend like $300.
Absolutely. So we've got your tickets for that. That's a good promo. I'm sure Golden One's super happy about that promo. Also, Florida Georgia Line. Hey, I enjoy them.
I do too.
They sound like damn it, what's the band that does Kryptonite?
Imagine Dragons?
No.
Who are they?
Three Doors Down.
Thank you, Kyle. They sound like Three Doors Down in some of their songs, like exactly like Three Doors Down. That's how I first found Florida Georgia Line. I said, is that new Three Doors Down? And then it started being all twangy, and I realized that was. But the song started out.
I mean, I wonder if Nelly will be there.
Didn't Nelly do a thing?
They've done a bunch of stuff with other people, just country.
Didn't Nelly
did a song with Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. He did. Nelly did a song with Tim McGraw. He also did one with Florida Georgia Line.
I think so.
Yeah, he did Cruise.
Cruise.
Oh, that's right. That which was a great. Wasn't that a great song?
Thank you.
We all
I got
agree?
Something right.
Is Florida Georgia Line one of those bands that country people hate, though? Because like, that's not real country.
Yes.
That's hip hop country. That's Nelly. What is that? I mean, do they? You know, some people hated all the new Metallica. I wonder if they feel the same way about Florida Georgia Line, or if they've got street cred.
Based on my Instagram feed, when there's a local Florida Georgia Line concert, people do not hate them.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I'm
people sure go out in their boots and their hats, and they drink their Coors Lights.
They're
and,
country pop. That's okay. What they are.
But I would submit this.
You can party and call it a country concert.
If we're going to go by people attending concerts, if we're going to go by album sales, I think the most successful rock band in the last 10 years is Nickelback. But I've never met one person that likes them. I haven't met one person that's like, Nickelback. But all their shows are sold out. They're always touring.
Because people are going ironically.
Ah. Mm. Here's I think, that song here. That's the, I'm telling you, if somebody's into Three Doors Down, they're going to know what the hell I'm talking about. The first 10 seconds of this song. God, this video. The first 10 seconds of this song.
It's like a dog sniffing something.
It is a dog. Well done. Yeah, it's a dog sniffing a girl.
Oh.
and not in that way. And now he's giving her a
broken phone.
What is with these theme videos? Just play the damn. He's giving her a palm trio. Ow. That's Three Doors Down. Kyle's nodding. He's on my side. This is a Three Doors Down song with a little twang.
Also has a little puddle of mud in it.
That's exactly correct, Kyle. It's like they had a baby with a fiddle. And then it gets country. By the
there
way, Kyle,
goes. It hits.
We're not filming. We should be simulcasting, but our bosses are sometimes not intelligent, so they don't let us simulcast. If we did, you'd see Katie gesticulating and trying to dance.
Trying to dance?
Oh, we're
I'm a dancer, I tell you, a dancer.
They're getting killed. Bubblegum crap country.
Ooh.
Well, because there's, by the way, we've totally blown through this Lakers segment. That's fine.
We'll talk about
it. I'm always fine with blowing through Lakers segments. that's a thing where country people, there's a whole group that if it's not Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash, it's horrible country. It's not country music. And then there's people that are into like new country. They don't think Tim McGraw or Florida Georgia Line or any of these newfangled.
Yeah, I think it kind of stops with Brooks and Dunn.
That was like, the cutoff?
Yeah. Everything after Brooks and Dunn is just too poppy.
I feel like Garth Brooks is right. Like there's.
But Garth and Brooks and Dunn were
Garth
at the
Brooks
same.
And Dunn.
Garth and Brooks and Dunn were at the same time, but Brooks and Dunn technically just stopped a couple years ago.
Oh, they're not going anymore?
No, they're old, Dave.
By the way, since
they're collecting Social Security and you know, taking advantage of, you know, the Denny's specials.
We'll put all our ADD stuff in this segment since we've already blown through. We'll get to Lakers tampering in the next segment here. Jerry Lewis passed away yesterday.
I saw that.
Katie, I was
at
playing
91,
all kinds
right?
Yeah, 91. I was playing all kinds of songs and sounds and stuff before the show started.
I
like,
what is that? I have a question.
Yes.
And I know it's stupid, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. This
Katie
is the same Jerry Lewis that like married his cousin,
yes.
Right? Okay,
Great
just
Balls
checking.
Of Fire. Yeah, absolutely. It's the musician. It was 100%. They made that movie about him.
I
don't know if you, but did you know not only was he an amazing musician, but also a comedian as well?
See, that's what was confusing when it came across my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, singer, actor, comedian, Jerry Lewis, dead at 91. I'm like, huh?
He came to prominence with Great Balls of Fire and some other songs. And then he teamed with Dean Martin, actually. And he kind of put his music career aside and they went on tour. That was.
Was he funny?
Yeah, absolutely. He was funny. He was an excellent singer. He was amazing.
He was an excellent singer.
He was a great singer. He also
musician, probably more so than a singer.
Let's see, Jerry Lewis. I would put them equal. I would say Jerry Lewis, great singer, great comedian. Whether it was Great Balls of Fire, whether it was
God, now I'm gonna have to Google stuff.
Yeah, you should.
Jerry Lewis comedy.
Jerry Lewis comedy. You didn't know he was a comedian.
I honestly didn't.
He was a two-sport star.
Yeah, it's when Herman Boone in Remember the Titans says, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin are coming to camp with us this year. Jerry tells the jokes. Dean sings the songs and gets the girl. Nobody? Just me?
No, just you.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
But you know what? Listen, welcome in.
Thank you.
When that happens, you throw it against the wall, Kyle, and you see if it sticks. I think the story of the segment, though, is that you didn't know that Jerry Lewis both sang Great Balls of Fire and toured with Dean Martin.
I knew the Great Balls of Fire part.
Gotcha. You didn't know about the Martin and Lewis.
Yeah, I sure didn't.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second. It's The Drive. We're back shortly. Sports 1140 KHDK.
My brain.
Welcome back.
Man, insane. Oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious.
Remembering Jerry Lewis. You know, one thing I forgot to tell you, so obviously is Jerry Lee Lewis singing this song.
Oh, you're about to tell me a lie. I know you are.
No, I'm saying what you didn't know is that he dropped the Lee and went just to Jerry Lewis when he began his comedy career.
Oh.
With Dean Martin. I want to tell you that I hope you forgive me, because really that last segment was more for my dad than it was for you. You were just kind of an innocent bystander.
Yeah.
Katie, Jerry Lee Lewis was the singer. Jerry Lewis was the comedian. This is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, so okay. You did. You just got me the whole time.
Jerry Lewis.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I mean, I know that you grew up in a farm under a rock in world far away, but.
See, I exposed myself to you.
Well, hey,
and I said, yes,
see,
I did.
That's why we should be simulcasting. Hey, now.
I exposed myself to you and said, hey, I know this is a stupid question.
You did. And I had to roll with it. I'm sorry. Mainly because I knew my dad was at home, like, having a mental heart attack. Like, David, you know, we used to watch videos of Martin and Luke. How could you make this mistake? God damn it, David. I raised you better than this. That's my dad, I'm telling you right now. Yes, Jerry Lewis.
I hate you.
Part of the...
I hate you.
Martin and Lewis, the comedy troupe.
Now on Twitter, it's happening.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Now on Twitter, it's happening. Everyone letting me know that I'm a moron.
Now, here's the thing.
When they're not telling me that I'm a horrible writer and write stupid blogs, which I'm forced to do.
In your defense, Jerry Lewis did sing often. No joke. In fact, this is Jerry Lewis, the man who passed away yesterday at 91. This is Jerry Lewis singing. Now, he was one of the funniest people to ever live. But I think more importantly, all day today you're going to hear Jerry Lewis retrospectives and clips and stuff like that.
I don't like you.
Jerry Lewis raised, or should I say helped raise, almost $3 billion.
He was a philanthropist.
For a muscular
dystrophy.
Yes. The Jerry Lewis telethon was the mother, or should I say father, of all telethons. It was huge.
You see how I've turned my back to you.
I'm not even
looking at you right now.
Well, apparently you've also turned your back much of your life to, I don't know, the world. Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
There were some things that I was doing in my life that maybe kept me a little bit busier than you fiddle farting around on your phone or your computer
right.
or diddling
That's
yourself.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He sang Great Balls of Fire, didn't he?
Oh, Is that you?
I believe he did.
Okay, we literally have done no sports. And I'm going to be like our listeners and scream, stick to sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you're basically
now you want to go to sports.
Raking me through the coals right now.
Jerry Lee Lewis. He sang that song, Great Balls of Fire.
I did not say that. I said he's the one that married his cousin.
Yes, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Which this music is perfect for.
I'm sorry. Almost more fun than getting you is like the three people on this episode. Like, that's not the same guy.
Oh, dude, you should see my Twitter timeline right now.
But they're mad at me. They're mad at me for that. Come on, Dave.
I'm an innocent bystander in this.
Last thing. This is Jerry Lee Lewis in the Hollywood. I think it's a Hollywood Reporter. I want to say it was in the last year. This is very recent. And Jerry was not happy about doing the interview and was not happy about the questions being asked. And it might just be the most awkward interview ever. Remember, one of the funniest people of all time, not happy. No, turn this up, would you please? Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, he's stumbling. Ooh. Oh my God. This is brutal. Dude. Like, three questions ago, he should have seen that it was a disaster and said, hey, just curious, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Right. That actually might have gotten you. I don't think you could have said, well, Mr. Lewis,
we're good at it.
I have $1 billion in a briefcase here, and I just want to give it to you. So here you go, sir. I don't think he would have gone for that. Jerry was not having it.
Oh, he was pissed.
Jerry was not having any
of
the questions.
He was pissed off.
You know, they say they come in threes. They certainly came in twos, though, since we're on it over the weekend. A lot of people don't know. And I get it. A lot of people don't know who Dick Gregory was. Dick Gregory passed away, I think it was Friday he passed away. He had been admitted to the hospital a while back. Mm. Dick Gregory, I won't go into a big Dick Gregory spiel. I will say this. You would be hard-pressed to find in this world where we have athletes that are activists and people mixing their jobs and their activism. Dick Gregory laid the groundwork. For you, when you talk about trailblazers, when you talk about people that paved roads for others, Dick Gregory paved roads for people like Richard freaking Pryor, for Bill Cosby. And yeah, I know Bill Cosby's a punchline right now, but he wasn't always a punchline. Dick Gregory was not only hilarious, Dick Gregory also did what I think is sometimes the best things to do with comedy, where you use comedy to just shove a knife into things, and you can use words and terms and phrases. Carlin maybe is the best example of somebody who could use George Carlin, who could say things and do it so intelligently and so on the mark.
I honestly think comedians are some of the smartest people out there.
They are. And the good ones are. Because you have to find a way to thread things through. And Dick Gregory influenced everybody. If do me a favor, your old buddy Carmichael, Dave, when you get a chance, you're in the bathroom or you're on a park bench or not in your car unless you're not driving. When you have some time today, just go to YouTube and just fall down a Dick Gregory hole. Just fall.
Thank you. It wasn't just me. Okay.
What?
Don't say that.
Don't say what?
Just fall down a Dick Gregory hole.
I mean, you know, when you fall down the...
yeah.
I'm completely... Was there, like, innuendo there that I didn't realize? No. There. You know, when you go on YouTube and you go down the rabbit hole and you end up spending 2-3 hours on something that you didn't plan on it, go. And bounce back and forth between Dick Gregory's comedy and Dick Gregory's social commentary, and you will see one of the what I think is one of the most intelligent minds to ever grace either of those worlds. That's my opinion, but I think I'm right in that case. I say that merely because Jerry Lewis is rightfully so going to get a lot of attention, and he should. He's a titan. He's a classic beyond. I think he's going to get a lot more attention than Dick Gregory. I'm not here to compete with the two. I'm saying Dick Gregory is going to deserve a lot more attention over the next few days than he's going to get. So we will take a break. When we get back, let's start a sports show, shall we?
I mean, we're only an hour into it. Maybe at some point.
It's Matt's last day.
I know. It's a special day.
And it's also 97 degrees in here. And you're wearing a hooded sweatshirt and you're cold.
Well, I feel comfortable now, actually.
We'll come back, hopefully with some air conditioning, and let's break into it. We've got the Lakers and Magic and tampering. Did we find that clip yet, Matt, off of old Jimmy Kimmel? Maddie's working on that, and why Jimmy Kimmel may, in fact, be responsible for anything that might happen to Magic Johnson or the Lakers. Also, Grease and the NBA, the new musical on Broadway, and a possible Hall of Famer retires. We'll take a break, come back, and start all the sports next in The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.